First thing we need to do is approve the minutes for May 23rd. Okay, motion to approve those minutes.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. Next thing is public comment. Public comment. Anybody want to comment? Oh, we got two, three. Boy, Lord, you raised your hand first, young lady. Come on up here. And then, young man, you'll be second, and you'll be third, and you'll be fourth.
There you go.
And we'll give you the full half hour, so we'll just... Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
My name's Shawna Thompson. I'm with Alpha Farms, LLC. I am here because I think on the website I noticed an error in the parcels. I have this letter. I couldn't get it in the mail to you in time. But I have three parcels that it looks that they may be incorrectly color-coded as protected lands in the developed and protected land map, which is 4.51, and the future land use map, 4.22. I have not sold any of the above to any preservation group, nor have any easements been purchased. I am not having any conversations with any conservation groups to purchase easements or the parcels. I am requesting that if they have been incorrectly coded as protected lands, that they be removed and coded correctly.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, thank you very much.
Yeah,
you
can get
and just so you're not the first one to notice that. So we were going through and we got an additional layer that said it was a natural area. So we're going to be actually removing all of those that layer from our maps because that is not a protected land. So you're not the first one we've that's come to our realization, brought to us, and we are addressing that and we'll be fixing it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, you're next.
Good morning. My name is Dave Carey, and I'm here for C.D. Carey Farms, LLC. I have the same concern. Good morning. Mm-hmm. And I dropped off a letter yesterday where...
You can pull your mics up so you don't have to go so far.
All right. Thank you.
There you go.
We have three parcels. Parcels 235-2014, 235-1920. Those are also colored green, and if you're addressing it, I won't read anymore.
Yep, we're addressing it.
Okay, great. And one of those parcels I did want to mention is on the outside of Milton's growth area along Route 30. Part of my concern was if it was green, that was one of the parcels I asked to be included in the developing area. So I just wanted to mention that.
You've got that written down, Ms. Cornwell?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I also have his letter.
Okay. Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you very much.
Actually, his multiple letters.
Young lady?
So.
Right in front of us.
Yep.
Good morning. My name is Valerie Faden. I reside in Millville, 24 Beach Plum Drive, and I'm also a former town council member of the Millville Town Council. I have two comments that I'd like to make today. One is that I am concerned about what kind of coordination is happening with municipal governments relative to the comprehensive plan, because I understand now Millville is undergoing a revision of their comprehensive plan as we speak. And so I think it would be nice if there was some coordination as Millville develops its comp plan that they are aware of and coordinate with the comp plan process that's going on for Sussex County. The second comment I'd like to make is around priorities and timetable and implementation of the 2018 Comprehensive Plan for Sussex County. So we write the plan, we have our vision, but I'm concerned that the language for implementing these things is not strong enough. For example, in future land use section 4.1.3, you've deleted three of the sub-strategies there that support zoning changes and the things of that nature that would effectuate the vision for that particular section. So I think we're short on some revision or development of codes and ordinances that would implement the objectives of the comprehensive plan. So I'm also concerned that the implementation of special scrutiny requirements that should be applied to land use relative to the coastal communities is not there. And I'm concerned that we're not going to maintain the natural integrity of these communities that support tourism and the widespread development that's going on there, as people want to live in places that are lovely like that. But we really ought to ensure that the coastal communities stay that way, and that certainly that the water quality improves in those areas. It's really disheartening to know that in some of the Delaware bays, people really can't swim there and would also, you know, possibly get ill from that if they had an open cut or an open sore. So I would urge you to consider drafting an implementation plan to ensure that the 2018 Comprehensive Plan's vision is realized. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm curious, ma'am, before you walk away, because, and I'm not aware of this, but please enlighten me if you would, and that would be in reference to the water quality. I know we have areas of improvement, but have there been official notices, whereas this our water in our bays is to the point where people cannot swim in them because of an official notice from any government organization or agency?
Right. So I do believe, I'm not certain if it's DENRAC or someone that puts out the fishing pamphlet about where you can fish and how much fish you can consume and how much pollutants are in the fish. And they're saying if you catch certain fish, you can only consume, you know, like 3 ounces of it or something like that because the water's so polluted and the fish are like that. The other thing is I know that there have been instances where people have swam in some of the inland areas with open cuts or sores and have gotten some kind of illness because of the water quality there was so poor, the bacterial infection. They'll get a bacterial infection or something like that. I've seen that either at news articles relative to that. I don't have the specific details, but if you'd like me to look up that, I would certainly do that.
It would concern me if we do have that type of a an issue with our water, what government agency is not doing their job to notify the public? I mean, to me, that would be my biggest concern, is if we indeed have the issue, as you've stated, and I'm not disputing that. I'm mm-hmm. just disputing where is the notification from the government agencies that are in charge of policing it. That would be my concern,
right?
And my biggest concern.
I hear you, and I also understand, you know, people are reluctant to put out information that might cast a negative light on tourism or purchasing homes in the area. But I think, like you said, we need to be honest about what's there and fix the problem,
right,
versus just kind of glossing over it or turning a blind eye.
Okay, well, thank you.
What do you think is contaminating water?
Excuse me?
What do you think is contaminating water?
I think it's probably a variety of things.
Human waste.
It could be human waste. It could be pollutants from industry in the area. It could just be that things are not maintained. I know that certain places have to be dredged in order to maintain the water quality there. So I think there's a bunch of different things that need to happen. I know that the aquaculture has suffered in some of the areas, that there's not the same amount of oysters and other things that naturally clean the waters in some of the inland areas here. So I think that people are trying to work on that, so like the Center for Inland Bays and some other organizations, but it would be nice if there would be a coordinated effort to do that, and people are incentivized to do that. And some homeowners that live on those areas are also trying to help improve the aquaculture there and clean the waters.
So agriculture's moved out. So.
I don't know that agriculture's totally moved out. I mean, it depends on how. I'm not a geologist or, you know, a water quality specialist, so I don't know how far away agriculture has to be from the bay or the water table. Certainly things go down into the water table, and I don't know how those things impact the bay. And they probably do, because no matter what, we're all on the same planet, and at some point, all these things come together. It's going to end up in the ocean eventually.
So there's no chicken house around there, right?
No. Chicken houses? Around where?
Around the bay.
I'm not sure, sir. I don't know.
I don't think so either.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
And yes, sir, you're the number of man. Come on down here. You're last, but not least.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Good morning.
I'm Rich Barrasso with Sarge. I have a couple comments. first and most importantly, I want to thank the council for the opportunity to allow public comment input during the entire comp plan process. And I know that this is probably the last workshop, per se, in terms of working on the plan before its submission, aside from hopefully a public hearing on where where we've what we have in store to submit to the state. Mr. Vinson, I want to thank you for your leadership and your guidance at the helm of the workshops, and I'm quite sure in other ways as well. And the council at large, thanks for your preparation, your attention, and the demonstrated way you represented your constituents' needs.
I'm going to tell LIG that when he gets
here. Yeah, where
he should have been here to hear it. He's on the way.
I also want to thank, from a state agency standpoint, the participation, the work by DelDOT and that team. And again, I've never seen that type of stick-to-itiveness in face of some darts that have come their way, not only from this body, but also the public. So I think that it's appreciated in terms of their contribution. Sarge once again recognizes that the vast body of work in the draft of the comp plan is probably in excess of about 150 strategies moving forward. Although not all carry the same weight, several are critical to address the most immediate needs expressed countless times in a myriad of ways by the public, but primarily land use, mobility, and conservation. Mr. Lawson, you have advised some of these key strategies may require additional county resources in terms of either headcount or consultants, whether it be in planning, legal, engineering, or other, and the public would be interested in understanding what additional resources may be needed over the horizon of the plan. Regarding these critical strategies, how many are there? Which will require ordinances? Which ones are the most important? And then when will the public learn what these priorities are and the timetable and the process for implementation? Obviously, there's going to be ordinances, there's going to be changes, and there's also going to be requests for grandfathering. And as people line up, regardless of how they're affected by the changes, what is the process to acknowledge and put these grandfathered applications in some type of queue? And then lastly, we'll hear something today about how the council and staff plans to share the county's priorities in year one of the comp plan horizon. So again, I can't emphasize enough the openness and the welcoming that the public has received if they choose to participate. Some have not. Some have participated at afar. They're listening. They're paying attention to the media updates, reports, and many are following what Sarge is attempting to do to get people informed and most importantly involved. So thank you for your work.
Thank you. Anyone?
I'd like to just stop one minute.
Come right back.
Just Mr. Wilson, relative to your comment. So I think you were asking me relative to agriculture and the bays and whether or not they contribute to the
yes.
problems and pollution. And I'm going to say the answer is yes, because I think you might have been referring to the Millsboro area and what's been going on there. And I do believe that there is not enough protection of the waters there relative to the amount air pollution and some other things that are happening there. I think we need to have stronger protections for the water quality in that area as well. And if people do not follow the rules relative to what is required for keeping our water clean and dumping or putting things into the land or putting things into the water, there are certain rules and regulations for what you can and cannot do, and if they don't follow it, they need to be restricted or punished according to the zoning laws. So I think that enforcement of those are very important.
Okay. Are you aware they have test wells all around that plant?
Excuse me?
They have test wells all around that plant.
Yes, I heard that they
all
do.
All around.
Uh-huh.
We're testing water all the time.
And the water
resource.
Quality is still not up to standard. I believe, it's supposed for nitrates, it's supposed to be 10 parts per million, and it's like something like 40 or 50 parts per million around that area. It's not healthy.
Yep. Well, I doubt the nitrates in more in that area than anywhere else.
And that may be true, because it may be a combination of the agriculture that was there and the poultry industry that's there. So I think it's exacerbating the problem to have, you know, two things that we know contribute to a condition that could be potentially harmful to people who live there.
Thank
you. What would you suggest, to move the plant?
No, I would suggest that the plant operates in a way that it conforms to the law, sir, so that they can find alternative ways to do what they do without causing the pollution there.
Okay.
I think I'll add one comment, and then we got one more minute before
sure.
before we're no longer all over time. But I would just say I think what your key word there was, and I think, Sam, you would probably be agreeable to this. It's just about enforcement.
Correct.
I mean, it's in the end, I think we probably have plenty of regulations out there, perhaps in some cases too many. It's just enforce. As you say, play in the sandbox that we are all playing in, follow the rules, and when somebody doesn't, what accountability exists? And that the issue is enforcement.
Exactly.
And then what are the consequences otherwise, right?
Exactly. It's a balance, right? Because we have to have development, we have to have business,
sure.
but we also have to have a place that we can
live. We have to be responsible.
Right.
Sure. And I think everybody's on board with that.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Okay, now we can get started officially. All the people